Blog Talk Radio.
We back. Welcome to the Off Ramp Part B, December 3rd, Part D. In terms of sequels, Hot Shots Part D was better than the original Hot Shots.
Haven't seen either one.
Wow.
But so, like, when Hot Shots came out, it was just a fake Naked Gun.
It was.
And I decided not to watch it.
It was in the same room. The same thing as Spaceballs.
Well, I mean, I guess it's, yeah.
Same thing as The Last Dragon.
Well,
but The Last Dragon was black, so it was taken a little bit more seriously because we really love karate people. Like,
but
for the Asian people that have shitting on black people, like we enjoy each other a lot. I don't know why Asians.
And Wu-Tang loves them.
They break dance?
They do break dance.
I don't know why Asians and black people have so much beef.
I don't know. I think we really do love each other.
But yeah, Hot
Shots. We both been slaves. You know, they were slaves on the railroads. We were too.
Yeah. But Hot Shots Part D is a great sequel.
Isn't that Martin Sheen or not Martin, but
AIDS
Charlie.
Man.
Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, AIDS Man.
Is that the only thing you remember about Charlie Sheen?
Major League.
Like,
PG, you back on? PG, we're not doing anything.
What's
stuff,
up? What's
just
up?
Jumping in. Just jumping in. Have you seen... Go ahead, DJ Shazam, finish your thought.
No.
So Charlie Sheen, Ace Man. But he's done Major League, too.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. Yeah.
So, Blur, you're on. We're just talking. So we're talking about Hot Shots. You've never seen Hot Shots. Now, PG, have you seen Hot Shots Part D?
Yes.
Thank you. Blur, have you seen Hot Shots Part D?
Who?
Blur. Oh, was that minivan?
Man, you calling me out my name and stuff? Dang, God.
Hey, man, watch your background noise, man. I know that's you.
Nah, it's not fun.
Too many 856 numbers. What's going on, Minivan? Welcome to the offering, my brother. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. Getting this birthday weekend celebration started a little early. I can't complain.
It's you and your cousin's birthday this weekend, right? And your brother is later on.
Yeah. Nah, mine's.
Yeah, hold on. All right, I'm trying to get a better connection with you. Go ahead, Minivan. What you got? Your birthday is coming up. What,
nah.
The 6th?
The 5th, and then theirs is like 2 days apart.
5th. Oh, so what's the party? What you turning, 50?
Chill out, man.
Getting up there, man.
Yeah, man.
All right, man, you ain't paying attention. Anyway, so Hot Shots Part 2 is the greatest sequel of all time. Hey, Minivan, I got to put you on mute because your background noise is crazy. But just shoot me a text. I know you're on GroupMe. I got GroupMe up. So shoot me a text when you're ready to hop back in. It's just the background noise is just tough to hear everybody. PG, so have you heard – are you filming me? I don't have any pants on.
Dude.
Like, yeah, I really do the show without any pants on. made him weak out, which was a little awkward just a moment ago because my son had his friend over. His mom, as I explained to y'all in the first hour, went out on a date tonight. Like I said, we had a little discussion about dating in the new age and like how it's a little crazy, but she had a date. So I was like, yo, I'll take nephew. You know, me and the wife will take nephew, you know, go out, have a good time. And, so his mom came to pick him up. She had a good time. They left out the door, shut the door. I forgot to lock it, which is a key part of the story. So I'm like, all right, no one's in the house except for me, my wife, and my son. I take my pants off. Next thing you know, I hear the alarm go off. Well, not go off, like call the cops, but I hear it says, front door open. And I was like, well, who the fuck is that? Like, I'm starting the show. This is the first half of the show because obviously I had fucked up. And I don't have any pants on my and my little nephew, my son's friend mother says, was like, hey, I forgot my charger. And he kind of just looked at me because I have no pants on. And I was like, yeah, I don't know which charger that be. I got to show you, you got to get out of here. So, yeah. So this is an awkward question. I guess I can't ask women if they have pants on. Like, PG, do you have pants on when you do the show?
I do. I have on sweats.
Is it because you're cold?
No, it's because I'm just comfy. I did a bike ride, took a shower, and I put clothes on.
Okay. Good stuff. Yeah. DJ C. Simon's in here with sweats on, but I think it's just because she's cold because I keep the house a little chilly. New York, what's popping, my G? Ain't heard from you in a while. How's life?
It's good. It's good. I can't complain. How about you?
I can't complain. Hey, no homo. Do you do this show with pants on?
Oh, most definitely. I got pants on right now. I'm rocking the sweats. Y'all mean the Hanes from Walmart, you heard? 2X, you heard? Because it's mad frigid outside. It's mad brick. You know what I mean? You got to keep the legs warm. Got to keep the blood circulating.
Okay. So far, I'm the only one. Hey, so Blur's back in. I'm going to bring Minivan back in for a second. So, Blur, do you do this show with pants on?
Say what now?
Do you do the show with pants on?
Yeah, pants and shorts, I guess, because I'm usually in the crib. Sometimes I'll be sitting in the bed, and I'll be having my basketball shorts on. Right now, I got my pajama pants on. But, yeah, I have something on.
Pajama okay. pants? You got, like, silky polka dot pajama pants, Blur?
Actually, no, these are ESPN pajama pants. They were a Father's Day gift a couple of years ago. And they say, come on, man. So,
you have.
Do they have the teeth in them?
Go ahead, PG. Repeat that one more time.
Nothing.
No, ain't no feet in them. There's no. These are not the footy pajama pants. No.
I missed the joke. What you say? Do they have what? Hello. Is this thing on? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, we hear you.
None of y'all going to repeat it?
She just asked if they had the feet in them.
Oh, the feet. Okay. See, why is that so difficult? Minivan, you're back on. Your background sounds better. You're back on. There you go. So... the feet, yeah. I mean, I don't understand how people can get, I don't like them pajamas, man. I feel too constricted. But we're back, man. We're back on the show. We're back live. Thank you for everybody for calling back in. Sorry for the technical difficulties. That was all me. Just signed up the wrong time. So let's get right to the shits, man. We've been gone for 2 weeks. It's a lot to catch up on. A lot's been happening in 2 weeks. I got a lot of stuff to talk about. I always acquiesce. Minivan, is that you with the background noise again?
That is a hanger.
I think that's weird. But, hey, so it's been a while. We got to catch up, man. So, PG, what you got? You got anything you want to talk about?
No, I've been chilling.
for the last 2 weeks, nothing to talk about. All right, Minivan, you're up. You got anything you want to talk about tonight?
I'm working with this group to protest against standardized testing during the pandemic, if y'all want to get into that and the pointlessness of it.
I mean, if it's important to you, we can bring it on the offering. If it's important to you, it's important to discuss tonight. So tell us your plight, and I will tell you if I agree with you or if I don't.
Oh, man. So the name of the group is called Teachers for Good Trouble. You can go to teachersforgoodtrouble.org or check out their IG. And essentially, in my case, the Board of Education voted that it's too dangerous or unsafe to bring kids in to a regular classroom. So we've been 100% virtual. But because Betsy DeVoe declined the state of Georgia's waiver, now they're bringing us in for standardized testing. So if it ain't safe for a regular everyday interaction, who cares about your data? Why are you jeopardizing people's lives for a test that can easily be waived?
So you have to go in for standardized testing, but you don't have to go in for regular school?
Correct.
Now, why is standardized
testing? In my building, they don't even have running. Why is standardized testing important?
Yeah.
I don't think it's important at all, but at the same time, it is tied to state and federal funding.
Also, from standardized testing.
Yeah. From a statistical standpoint, you're supposed to reward those lower performing schools with more money to try and bridge that educational gap. Like in my daughter's school district, which is a middle class, high up middle class district, they got laptops in second grade. The district I teach in, they didn't get their own personal laptops or anything like that until the pandemic hit, and they didn't have a choice.
Okay. So you believe, just getting your plight correct, you believe that it is wrong for the state to bring you in to a public setting to bring kids in for standardized testing that provides funds to schools. So I got that right?
Well, the funds shouldn't be tied to test score. I mean, this last administration will tell you that. Test score don't really mean nothing. You know, so we can go through the million different reasons why standardized testing shouldn't be linked to funding or a child's grade or anything like that. But essentially, immediately what we'd like to see is not to be forced back into buildings that don't even have necessarily hot running water for a child to properly wash their hands.
That's crazy. Not having
unless washing hands in cold water is okay.
So
I know running water is just all
point.
Cold.
No, you have running water that's hot. But I guess that's my question. What's your fight about? Is your fight about I don't want standardized testing, or is your fight about I don't want to be brought back into school because it's not safe yet?
Both. Short term, we'd like to see the test waived for pandemic purposes. Long term, we don't think that there should be standardized testing. Not until you can prove and data shows that we have standard and fair classrooms in every city, which we don't.
Okay, so if they're
essentially
not standard
both.
In every, if they're not standard in every city, then where's the standard at? Like what's the standardized test in Georgia versus what we have in Virginia? Like, how did it get started? Like, there's got to be a purpose to it, right?
Essentially, federal government tied standardized testing into funding. It's like, hey, if you want a certain amount of funding, you need to be taking these tests. It's almost like data tracking. You know, same way they build more prisons around the schools that have lower literacy rates. Because if you can't read on grade level by 5, you're more than twice as likely to commit a crime before you're 18. So they use data like that. Hey, let's drop a private prison right there where they can't read at. Let's give the school more funding. No, let's get ready to get that money when they turn 17, 18 and become criminals because they can't read.
So isn't that counterproductive than what you want to do? Because if we have these standardized tests that say, hey, this area can't read, instead of dropping in prison, let's drop them more funding.
Well, you don't need standardized testing to tell you that. There's more healthier ways and less anxiety-driven ways to tell a kid all year, hey, nothing you do matters unless you pass this test. Not when even colleges and Ivy League schools have gotten away from that type of evaluation. Data shows it doesn't grade out the same. Like when we were in school, you can get an A and learn nothing in that class and still pass every test.
Okay, and before I let everybody else jump in, I don't agree with that. Like, what class did you take that you can get an A in and not learn anything?
Oh, there's plenty of those classes that I had to take after 3 years of advanced math classes. Yeah, but I'm talking about a college class in that sense.
Oh,
or any class.
That might have been at them HBCUs.
I don't know how we got there.
Look, DJ Seaside just frowned up her whole face. We were having a good intellectual discussion. And as soon as I brought up HBCU, it went to, I'm ready to divorce him.
You know it's serious out here with that love.
Yeah, I understand. I understand and I get it. So, okay, so Blur, you got anything on Minivan's flight with ending standardized tests? Make sure y'all watch y'all background. It sounds like one of y'all got your phone in your pocket.
I mean, I just took my phone off of mute, so hopefully it ain't me. But, yeah, as far as Minivan go, it's a lot of different, like hearing them talk about it gave me a lot of different things. Like, I can understand, all right, you're not in school. Standardized testing is like, what, an hour or two? A regular school day is, what, 4 or 5? So maybe it is safer. Everybody's going to be in for an hour or two and you get them out. Okay, we might be able to allow that. I mean, I could see the thought process that either Betsy DeVos or somebody went into and say, okay, we can standardize testing.
Blur, did you cut out?
Oh, no, that was it. I mean, I could understand the thought process of saying, hey, we could go ahead with standardized testing, even though we're not going ahead with full in-day, in-person learning. I understand that thought process. But I understand where Minivan's coming from, though, too, because I don't think, like, if they're not having them being students, aren't getting in-class education, then maybe this ain't the best time to give them a standardized testing based off of what I guess you typically would get for in-person learning.
Okay. PG, you got anything on it?
Yeah, you know, it doesn't sound like standardized tests. It sounds like it should be waived this year for pandemic purposes. And, you know, the kids haven't been physically in school. And it sounds like it could be potentially a super spreader event if you bring all the children into one place, you know, with just a couple of teachers per classroom, you know, because kids are nasty and don't listen. And for safety, they probably shouldn't do it. And longer term, you know, if there's a better way to assess where funding is needed, then I think that's fine. But so, like, what do you propose? Is it Minivan?
Yeah, Minivan.
Yeah.
What do you propose is used, or, like, what method do you propose is used in place of standardized testing in order to determine how to allocate federal funds?
Can I just say that Minivan has one of the worst nicknames ever, and it's not Minivan. His nickname in high school, and I got to bleep out his real name, was Chili Blank Dimples. It was the worst nickname ever known to man. But go ahead, Minivan. Go ahead and answer your question.
Yeah, I can't stop laughing. I don't think I've ever heard anybody call me that before. And I don't like it either. That is horrible. I'm glad.
I don't know who made it up for you, but I heard it one time and really thought, like, I can't, like, I had to question my friendship if I heard someone that call you that in the hallway.
I'm just glad I've never heard it. I'm sorry you had to deal with this all these years. But a lot of places, the best example I could give you is Harvard, for example. One of their master level classes, the students are allowed to demonstrate their mastery of the content in any way they see fit. And recently, I think it was maybe 3 years ago, a student made national headlines because he earned a perfect score on his, and he demonstrated his mastery through a rap song, which was unconventional. So replacing standardized tests, not necessarily saying we're getting away from evaluations. We're talking about replacing it with something more project-based where kids of the age of technology can demonstrate their mastery in multiple ways. I may not be able to sit down and just take a test. We're not going to sit here and say Kanye is not a genius. But so we want to give kids their own ways of demonstrating mastery.
I mean, we would say,
but when you're trying to evaluate, in order to evaluate kids or students against anything, in order to determine how to allocate funds, you need to have some kind of standard in order to create metrics and numbers and ranking in order to determine basically best to worst. And how do you do that if you have such a wide spectrum of the evaluation where anybody can come in and sing a song or say a poem? Like, I think, you know, that's great in terms of maybe grading at the end of a quarter or a semester for the kids. But when you're talking about trying to allocate funds and trying to assess where the funds may be needed most or try to assess where kids are up against a certain baseline or standard, that's why you have standardized testing, because everybody has to be given the same thing and then evaluated as such. And I know it may not be the best option, but I can see where it makes sense. And if there's something better, you know, that works, then, you know, I definitely think it should be replaced. But what I don't feel like what you just explained would be it. I don't see how you could use, you know, okay, demonstrate your mastery of a subject for grades K through 12 across the whole country and then assemble data in order to determine where funds are needed.
Okay, okay. That's a good discussion. New York, you got anything on standardized tests?
Oh, no, I'm just soaking up the knowledge right now.
Tighten up. You got anything on standardized tests?
Nah, I'm just listening. I'm paying attention.
Yeah, okay. Minivan.
Where's Pete?
You
should have told her to get on.
And my kids right now, I believe
this. Hold on. We got to go one at a time. Tighten up. You up. Go ahead.
Look, my kids are doing the homeschooling thing on this computer shit. And to be honest, I'm dumb as hell when it comes down to this technology shit. I act like I'm smart, but I'm really dumb to it. These kids really smart. And sometimes testing really does not, in my mind, a test really don't show a child's capability. Now, seeing a child in a setting and understanding what a child's capability is, you have to see that. For me, like, I look at my kids and I tell them, don't even get it twisted just because they home. You still going to stay on top of your grades. You still going to bring home A's and B's. You still going to get up. You still going to put on your uniform as if you were having a normal day of school.
But what PG is saying is, okay, so let's take this to the basic sum. And we ain't going to say this too long. Minivan, I support your cause. I do understand what PG's saying. But and tighten up, I'll go to you, and then we'll go one more round robin, and then we'll go to some more funny stuff. Cause it, I mean, it's a good subject, and I'm glad we're bringing light to it. But I've been gone for 2 weeks. I ain't trying to have a serious discussion, so we can save this for another time. But tighten up, what Minivan and PG are discussing is the government, right? So we pay all these taxes. The government says, hey, you pay all these taxes. We want to allot a certain amount of money to go back into your community, to go back into your child's education.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this money is up for grabs. They have to determine a way that the government can hand out this money to these kids. How do you determine who gets, which kids get this money if it's not by standardized testing? we understand what Minivan is saying, that, hey, this ain't the best way to test a kid's aptitude. But when you're a government,
right,
when it's such a big umbrella and you have this money, you have to determine who do you give this money to, what other way can you do it except a standardized test?
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, with that being said, I mean, the only other way is you would have to physically know the child and physically know that this child is capable of doing what's necessary and being able to succeed at whatever point they set him on.
Which is impossible
You know, if you're gonna give money out, like, you know, this is the thing. I don't understand why it's up for grabs. Like, as if y'all didn't know about this a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And it's like a lot of things are being brought to light now because a lot of the snake people that's been in the holes and being able to hide from the limelight, now the light's being shined on. So now things is being, well, where all this money went to? I believe it should be even education across the board between any color. But it's not. It won't never be.
Well, that's common.
Hell, you went to college. You know what it's like in college. I don't have to be the person to talk about it. Like, we've all experienced it. And that's where it sucks at. Until we get past that part, this is where we're always going to have a discussion and where we're always going to have a problem. Because it's like, we know who deserves to get that right. We know who deserves to have that opportunity and chance. But are you really going to give them that opportunity and chance? Even with the test scores saying what they may have to say, will they still get that opportunity?
Okay. Good point. All right, so let's go around real quick and end this Minivan. I'm gonna give you the opportunity. Anything you wanna add to it? Any support? You gotta GoFundMe where you want us to send you a dollar, yo.
Yeah, you can check out the Instagram because everybody's always on there. You can see the testimonials of the things that standardized tests put students and teachers through. Teachers for Good Trouble on Instagram. And then if you really looked at the data, funding for most public schools is based off of property value. So people with higher property value tend to make more money, higher education. So if you see these same trends, it's like in this area, the most expensive house might be $300,000, then that property tax isn't going to fund the school properly, and it's going to change everything as well. So there's other ways to see where the money needs to go without putting these kids into a classroom saying, take it to the test.
Okay. Follow the money. Blur, you got anything else?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think I may have come around to PG side of things as far as standardized testing being a good way for data tracking and allocating funds. Makes perfect sense. Do I trust the government to be in charge of that? Probably not. That said, I do think we could waive standardized testing this year. Like, screw the money. We'll stick to whatever the budget was last year. We'll do it again following this year. We'll wait until 22 to reevaluate these school districts. Even though I do think it probably would be safe to bring the kids in for 1 or 2 days or for a week, rotating socially distanced for 2 hours at a time. Don't think it's necessary, but I do think it's doable.
Okay. New York, you want to jump in or are you still bowing out?
Nah, I'm still balling out. I really don't think it's smart to bring him in. I don't think it's even worth it to bring him in this year because, you know what I mean, we already know what's at stake. You know what I mean, to keep them kids out, I think they can waive it for this year. As far as budget goes, I can understand that. But, yeah, I don't think it's really that necessary this year.
PG, you got anything you want to end with?
No, I just stand by what I said. I think that they should rely on last year's test results, and I agree there should be even education everywhere. But the problem is if you give a Title I school the same amount of money that you give a school in a very well high-income area, then it's still not even, you know. So I think standardized testing aims to try to have some kind of equality in terms of funding for the schools to meet certain standards. And the other thing about standardized testing is I don't think it's completely horrible, because when you get older and you try to get certain jobs or certifications or certain professions, you still have to perform standardized testing. So I think it helps kind of get kids ready for things that they might have to do in the future also.
Sorry,
I just took one in a testing center, in October.
Okay, so you're still doing it. Tighten up. You got anything you want to end this subject with?
I heard him say about, I'm not sure of the guy's name, the gentleman's name, but he was saying that, you know, sending the kids back. I'm going to be honest, I ain't sending my kids back. You know, I have a hard enough time going out here every day just trying to deal with every day, and it's still being people out here who you don't know whether they got it or whether they don't. Again, because it boils down to our government having control. We got enough hospitals in every area. There's enough medical assistants, whatever you want to call them, doctors, nurses, whatever, that you can have to have every person tested and vaccine. Bow. Situation neutralized. Even if that means they got to come to your house and knock on your door and say, you, everybody in the crib, line them up.
Yeah, that's a tough order. But I understand what you're saying. To say that we have enough, I don't know. I mean, I guess that's your last comment. I can't knock it. Let me see. Was that everybody? Minivan, I'll get you the last way to end it. I'll just say it's tough either way. DJ C Time, you came back up here with some ice cream. You don't care about this, don't drink it all. I say it's a difficult subject. I will say that when you have this big pile of money, it's tough. You want to reward from a state perspective, for someone who works for the state, you want to reward the kids who are doing well and excelling well as provide money for kids who don't have as good of opportunities as the other. And it's tough to determine which is why I understand why they have standardized testing. But I'm not an educator. I have to take Minivan's word at it that sometimes standardized testing isn't the way to really understand where these kids are coming from. So before we go move on, I'll give Minivan one last moment to say about his cause and tell us where we can go if we want to support him. If we don't want to support him, we don't give him no money. So go ahead, Minivan, your last statement, and we'll move on.
Yeah, again, you can go to Teachers for Good Trouble on Instagram. It'll take you straight to the website. But I'll give you a prime example. In my AP class, I have a student named Tanya. This whole semester, this 14-year-old girl is responsible for doing her lessons, watching her autistic brother and her two cousins because their parents have to work. How much focus does she really have on her schoolwork? Now, she is passing because she's that gifted. But now you're going to haul her into a classroom and tell her she's only worth what she gets on this test, where she's juggling more than half the 14-year-olds in this world are dealing with? Like, no, it's not necessary. And if she comes to school and does get sick, she's responsible for these four other people in her house. And that's not the adults, because the adults haven't done what they were supposed to do properly by these kids. And that's immediate results, testing during the pandemic.
Now, I will say, if she played a sport, she wouldn't have this problem. I hate to be the guy to reject that. But if she played a sport, it wouldn't matter what a test score says. She can go, you go anywhere you want in America, baby. If you can throw a ball. But okay, good cause. If you want to support Minivan and his cause, go Teach Us for Good Trouble. I imagine y'all stole a dead man's quote, but hey, you got to do what you got to do. y'all ain't wasting no time. make sure you hit my man. Go to Teachers for Good Trouble. Support my man. All right, so let's get to the show. So that was Minivan. That's what he wanted to discuss tonight. New York. Anything in particular you want to discuss tonight, man? I know your man from New York got knocked out, man. I know you want to discuss Nate Robinson.
You mean who? Oh. Who?
Your man,
look,
Nate Robinson.
Look, man. You went to fight another day.
Two pieces and a biscuit with no gravy.
look. That's sax plus tax right there. That's sax plus tax. Look, y'all be, he gonna have to shake that off. That was a bad night. I ain't gonna lie. That was a bad one. He was counting sheep with that one. Snoring, drooling on a pillow, y'all. He messing up the silk sheets. Like, you can't do that, bro.
Wait, I got a question for everybody. What was worse, the Robinson or the Mike Tyson when he first came home? They was about close.
Look, I'm gonna say Mike Tyson because I'm from Brownsville. I feel that pain a little different. But y'all, you know what I mean, but oh man. Nate Robinson went out bad, especially in the time of ever with entertainment, y'all, you know I mean? Nah, he went out bad for the world to see. That's crazy. Everybody was rooting for him.
Yeah, it was tough. It was definitely tough for Nate Robinson and the New York Knickerbocker colors on. But it's that age-old adage, like, fighting in the street is completely different than fighting in a ring. And I guess if you don't know a boxer, you would look at them boxing in the ring and think you can do it. But if you know a boxer and you know their training regimen and you know how much they fight daily, you would know not to fight a boxer. But then again, like some of the best have been knocked out. Like, why did people make fun of Nate Robinson so bad? Like, Mike's been knocked out. Roy Jones been knocked out. Zab Judah's been knocked out. The only person who hasn't been knocked out is Floyd Mayweather.
Because
everyone else has been knocked out. Why are we making fun of Nate so much? Like, this doesn't come with the territory. It's because the dude was white.
And unknown too.
But he wasn't known. Okay, so DJ says because the dude wasn't known. But he's a YouTube star. More of these kids know him than probably Nate Robinson.
He's not a boxer.
Neither is Nate Robinson. And Nate Robinson is considered tiny.
He is.
And he's probably what, 6 foot, 5'9"?
5'9".
Yeah, he's considered like normal height amongst new normal human beings.
It wasn't a box fight. It's like if Nate Robinson felt like he could fight with someone who is known on the circuit and then got knocked out, I think it would have been like, okay, we knew this was gonna happen.
Right, because there's somebody who's known on the circuit. But like this dude, like, he's been training for boxing for 3 years. His brother's a boxer. Like, Nate Robinson played basketball. Like, how can we not see this coming? It's just because he's white. We have to accept our racial bias.
I don't think it's because he's white. I mean, first, I do think anybody who gets knocked out, these jokes are going to fly. Roy Jones or who the dude who got knocked out and got knocked out the ring, like got knocked through the ropes? Was that Roy or was that somebody else?
That happened to Roy before. It happened to Zab. Like, it happened to a lot of people.
That was the Trinidad fight.
Look, exactly.
That was the Trinidad fight.
And the jokes is going to fly. When you get knocked out and you get embarrassed like that, the jokes is going to fly. So, yeah, you should get some credit for having the guts to step in the ring. I mean, it just sounds bad to say you got knocked out by a YouTuber. Now, doing a little research, and everybody knows Logan Paul is like, I wouldn't call him a professional boxer. I wouldn't even know if he's an amateur boxer, but he takes his boxing serious. So maybe he's known for YouTube, but he is serious with his boxing. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think no one's saying, oh, you got knocked out by a white boy. They're like, yeah, you got knocked the fuck out. The same way they say it to Roy Jones or whoever else get knocked out and they're all slumped all over the ropes. Like, yeah, you get slumped, these jokes are going to fly.
Easy.
But
yeah, I think everybody makes fun of everybody. Everybody's quick to make memes and everything these days. You know, I thought it was big of him just to take the fight and everything. But I'm more interested in Spence Garcia this Saturday than last week's fight.
Yeah, that's tomorrow night. That should be a good one.
I thought it was Saturday.
Yeah, I said this weekend.
Oh, you said tomorrow.
Thursday?
Yeah.
Saturday. So, yeah, that should be a good one. Now, that's good fighting.
This fight that we saw was just an entertainment. It was entertaining. It just sucks that you saw a guy like I thought Nate was dead. Like, besides all the memes, like, you know you're not a fighter when you get knocked down and you get up and you try to go back in the fire again. Like, he wasn't even trying to protect himself to the point where he could recover. He went right back in there like he was okay, and he wasn't. I'm just glad the man didn't die that night. But,
I mean, he wasn't going to die, but I did think the ref should have gave him more time. I don't think the ref was allowed to give him more time, but you could look in his eyes. When the ref was like, are you all right? You could see he wasn't there yet. The eyes were still glassy. He wasn't all there, so you knew he was going right down. I don't know if the ref is allowed to stop the fight because of that or just keep counting him out because he was on his feet. But, yeah, he was out already. I don't think he fully regained it before he got knocked out the last time.
Yeah, it's tough.
Look, I got to say this. Because these jokes is going to fly. Because I don't think Nate Robinson got knocked out as bad as Zab Judah. You know what I mean? Because if you remember, he got knocked flat out on his back. He got knocked flat out on his back quick, right?
Yeah.
He got up. He pointed at the ref, got the noodle legs. He got the noodle legs pointed at the ref and then fell back down. Nah, that's not as bad as Nate Robinson. These jokes gonna fly. It's no matter if you got knocked out by a white boy, no matter who you got knocked out, these jokes gonna fly. But Zab got it bad. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah, it's been rough. Yeah, Zab got caught with some of the worst. But all right. So anybody got anything else? Tighten up. You get a chance. What you think of the boxing this weekend?
I mean, I thought it was absolutely hilarious. Now, see, you said that boxing is different than street fighting. No, it's completely the same. The idea is not to get hit, not fuck out. That's what most people think when you go into a fight. Like, all right, look, even if I get my ass kicked, I ain't trying to get knocked the fuck out. We know what's gonna happen. These jokes gonna fly. He didn't come prepared. He should have stuck to his first skill. He did not listen. That boy did not come prepared and ready to fight. That boy came in there thinking it was a basketball game. He was confused.
I mean, I wrong. Get jokes are going to fly, but what I mean by it's different than street fighters, for most of us that's been in a fight in the streets, like, you tussle for a couple minutes, someone gets the best of you, and if it's a fair fight, if it's a good fight between homies and just, like, you just had to get that out, somebody jumps in and like, all right, break it up, it's done. Are you going six rounds, 3 minutes apiece? Like, that's a long. Anybody who's been in a real fight before, if you tell them, yo, you have to fight for the next 30 minutes, like, they're going to look at you like you're crazy. That's a long time to fight. And these aren't professionals. Right. Like, we're not talking about professional fighters. Just fighting for 30 minutes is an asinine thought. And then when it comes to boxing versus a street fight, like, this isn't something where, like, okay, Nate can see that he's out of his league when it comes to the hands, and then can pick up a trash can and then even the odds. PG, you're back on. And can even the odds. So that's what I mean why it's different than the street fight, because, like, once Nate realizes he can't see the dude Paul's hands, there's nothing he can do except for die in the ring. Like, in the street, you can pick up a trash can and throw it and try to get him off and rush him. Scoop and score, baby. Like, when I realized that I could, like, there was somebody who just, like, look, he was just way faster than me. I couldn't. You just scoop him, put him on the ground and figure out what happened after that. You can't do that in boxing. And I'm just glad, like, Nate died. But I did think it was entertaining. I did think it was, I don't know. I'm just glad it happened. I thought Snoop was funny. I thought Wiz had a good performance. I thought St. John had a good performance. But that's pretty much all I got on the fight. It wasn't that big of a deal. I'm glad I didn't pay for it. Anybody else got anything left on the fight?
I will say, I mean, the dude, as I mentioned, the dude, Logan Paul, he takes his boxing serious. We talked about it on here a little while ago about how he was trying to set something up with AB, Antonio Brown. The dude is making serious money doing his boxing, but I really don't want this entertainment turned boxing. Like, anybody, YouTube star, anybody who catch a bug, got a little name, and everybody going to pay $50 or $40 or $20 to watch them get in the ring for a little bit. I really hope this don't catch on. I think Logan Paul and Nate Robinson, he's got like $600,000 apiece for this fight. That's a lot to get knocked out. $600,000 apiece, I heard. I could be wrong. That number may be off, but that's what I heard. So that's a lot to get knocked out. I mean, I can see why people would take that bag. But I don't want this to become a thing, man. I don't want to see a bunch of YouTube stars or wannabe rappers or anything just getting in the ring and everybody going to watch it. Nah, let the professionals stick to it.
$600,000 for that? Now, okay, $600,000. Let's see who being real on this. 600 G's. How many of y'all willing to get knocked out for $600,000? How many of y'all really? You can't get back on. Oh, my bad. Sorry, I got flukes. So, how many of y'all willing to get knocked out for half a mil?
Okay.
Over half a mil. Anybody out there?
Hold on.
I'm here.
Okay. So hold on. Let me get PG first. PG, ladies first. You only get knocked out near there. You back on. Make sure y'all watch our background noise. PG, you willing to get knocked out for half a mil?
Absolutely.
That's a lot of bags, huh?
Yep.
Man, tighten up. You willing to get knocked out for half a mil?
That's
a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
Half a mil get knocked out. Yeah, I ain't gonna let him really hit me though. I'm gonna just run in there and just, you know, as soon as he hit me, I'm falling. I ain't getting up. I don't give a fuck if I can't. Look, half a mil, I'm gonna collect. I'm knocked out. I'm asleep. He won.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a lot to think about.
Times is hard. It ain't nothing to think about.
Half a mil ain't nothing to sneeze at.
Well, I mean, if we was in regular non-pandemic issues, Actually, you know, half a mil probably wouldn't do you real good. But right about now, oh, yeah, listen. Yeah. You can do some things with a half a mil right now because everything on sale. You catch everything on sale right now.
Look, you wallet. You are wild. Look, I don't care. Pandemic.
Look, I'm getting deals on these shorts, cars.
Look, I don't care.
Even my percentage rate.
Look, I don't care. Pandemic or not, y'all mean? Half a million? Most definitely. What you talking about? Y'all mean? Y'all mean? I probably won't get knocked out, and depending on if I got signed an NDA. You know what I mean? I'm just going to take a dive, and I'm going to go back to the block, and I'm going to tell everybody, nah, I ain't getting knocked out. You know what I mean? I took a dive so y'all can get y'all money. You know what I mean? I'm still going to talk my shit. But half a million, most definitely. It's going to hit good in the pandemic. It's going to hit good in regular life, no matter what. You know what I mean? I'm getting knocked out. You are?
Who else we got? Blur, did you answer?
Yeah, for half a million, I'm stepping in the ring. I mean, if it's just a knockout, I'm pretty sure I've been unconscious before. I mean, if we can guarantee it's just a knockout, like the worst that can happen is I get knocked out. Like I ain't gonna die in the ring. Like if we talking about stepping in the ring with Tyson, nah, I don't know if I can do it for half a mil. Stepping in the ring with Jake Paul or whatever his name is, Luke Wilson. Yeah, I'm stepping in the ring with them. I'll even take him with Danny Garcia for half a mil. I mean, that dude ain't going to kill me. I don't know if I'm stepping in the ring with Tyson, though.
After what you saw this weekend, you still think Tyson can hurt you real?
Yes.
Man, did you see the way he hit Roy Jones? And Roy, he was playing at first. When Roy hit Tyson, yo, that was it. Tyson was like, oh, no, all this kid shit going out the room, I'll knock your ass right now. Roy ain't want no fuck. Yo, we just playing, Tyson, we just playing. Why are you getting so serious?
Oh, no. I feel like after what I saw this week, I feel like I could get in the ring with Tyson and I wouldn't get knocked out. And even if I did get knocked out, like if it was worth over a half a mil, like I take, like how embarrassing is it? See, and that's the caveat we got to bring to this. Because Nate Robinson's a millionaire. So is getting knocked out for a half a million worth it when you're a millionaire? Now, for
yes, because he's a basketball player and not a boxer.
Right, like you know, for all of us, that's just work regular jobs, and we do what we do day to day. Half a million, just straight cash, sounds great. But when you're a millionaire, and you've signed multiple million-dollar contracts, like is getting knocked out for a half a mil worth it? I don't know if it is. But to this, I mean, but I take it to the day. But
to make it more relatable,
speak up a little, PJ. Speak up a little. It's tough to hear you.
Oh, to make it more relatable, would any of you get knocked out for $60K?
Wow, $60,000 to get knocked out. I've been knocked out before. It's not that bad. I say, yeah, if I don't have to pay taxes. If I have to pay taxes on it, I'm not getting knocked out for a gift tax for basically $35K. I'm not doing that. I mean, I don't know. $35,000, you know, if I just get it and just get knocked out, you know what? I'd do it. I got to get surgery in a couple of weeks. They're going to knock me out, and I got to pay for it. Yeah. I get knocked out for $60K, I'll go first. Yeah, I would get knocked out for $60K. I do not have that much pride, and I do not care what people think about me. I understand I'm different in a lot of that way. Blur, would you get knocked out for $60,000?
Yeah, I think I would for the one time. I mean, I wouldn't make a career out of it. Like, I'm not going to be a professional loser just for my payday tax if I'm making a $60,000 fight. Nah, but for one time, yeah, I'll take an easy payday.
Okay, okay. Tighten up. Would you get knocked out for 60?
Speaking of my current condition and situation, man, that is a no-brainer. I'm absolutely jumping right in there. Hey, man, go ahead. Take your shot, bro. I ain't even swinging. Go ahead. Just do your best, bro. Hey, look, go for it.
just going to let it go. PG, you
know, I'm telling you, hands down, all the way. Just chin out, hands down, go ahead.
PG, you going to let somebody knock you off for $60,000? You got a lot of Louis purses, so $60,000 might not mean much to you.
I think so. Like, I would take my L and I would go buy some jewelry. But, yeah, so, like, if we would do it for $60,000, why wouldn't a millionaire do it for $600,000?
I'm not saying he wouldn't. I just don't know because $60,000, if I give you $60,000 today, it's a great sum of money. It can do a lot of things, but it doesn't change your life. Like $60,000 you can burn through in less than a year. Most people burn through $60,000 in less than a year. Now, if you're smart with your money, you can invest that and maybe grow to something great. But, you know, it's not a sum of amount of money that's going to last you more than a year, 2 years maybe. $500,000, if you play it right, even if you just take the interest on it, can last you a good couple of years if you just throw it in the bank and collect a 4% interest on it. You can get $20,000, which is, you know, still a sum of amount of money that can at least make you reach poverty level that you can, you know, get something that can make you last. That's why I asked that. So if you're a millionaire and if you just put like $3 million away, you can live off that interest and not really have to work. You would live a modest life. You would. You know, live a real normal life. And people are like, oh, you're a millionaire, but you live in normal housing. You're like, yeah, because money's collecting interest. So that's why I say, why would a millionaire take $500,000 to get knocked out? Because they've got enough money where if they were smart enough, they don't really have to work again. And me and DJ CR was having this discussion the other day, like how much money will we have to win in the lotto for her just to never have work again? And I always say her spending habits are pretty high up there. So, like, it would take a good sum of money because, like, you would have to be able to live off the interest. So that's why, PG, I said, why would you take that? Because if you made the money that Nate Robinson made, you don't really have to do anything, but you don't know it's expensive. You don't know how many people it's taken care of. There's a lot of extenuating circumstances we don't know. But I feel like if I hit the point where I was a certified millionaire, I'm not getting knocked out for any sum of money. Tighten up, said, in the position I am today, yeah, I'll take an L for a quick buck to make sure my kid can go to college and not have to worry about it. But if I'm a certified millionaire, I don't know if I'm getting knocked out. I feel like I got too much pride. New York, you got anything? You getting knocked out for $60,000?
Look, I've been in fights for a lot less over 2K bets. Like, what do you mean? $60,000? Look, most definitely.
But no, the caveat is you have to get knocked out. I know you've been in fights. But are you willing to get knocked out? Like it's a guarantee you get knocked out.
It's always a 50-50 chance. Like, I'm okay. Like, you know what I mean? I stepped up to the plate. I did the best. You heard? But if I get knocked out, I mean, that's what it is. You know what I mean? But if I got to take the dive for a 60K, most definitely. Or get knocked out, most definitely. Most definitely. That's a large sum of money, no matter, you know what I mean? No matter millionaire status or whatever. That's quick right there, you heard? Boom.
Yep.
Let's get it out the way.
Okay. All right, so I guess we're all taking this we're all taking the dive for 60 G's, huh? Okay. All right, well, I guess that ends the Nate Robinson fight talk. We discussed that. Man, it goes quick. I really want to talk about how fucked up Christmas was. Or how fucked up Christmas is. I guess we got time. So Christmas is, all right, man, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Damn. All right, fuck it. We'll just get into it. So Christmas in general. So we only got a half hour. Well, we got about 20 minutes because I got to end about, we got to be able to wrap up. So I want to talk about how shitty Christmas is. It's the holiday season, everybody. We just had Thanksgiving. If you celebrate it, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We're about to come on Christmas. It's that in-between time on Christmas, right? If you celebrate Christmas, if you don't celebrate Christmas, I understand this conversation may not be for you, but you understand the holiday season, whether you celebrate Kwanzaa, whether you celebrate Hanukkah. What other holidays is out there am I got covered? Is that it? Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, is that it? Lakayim? All right, anyway, Beyonce. So we're in that season where, oh, it's the holiday season. Everybody's supposed to be cheerful. It's these terrible, fucked up movies that come on where, you know, a kid gets lost and then gets found at the end because Santa saves him. I want to make the conversation that Christmas is the worst holiday of the year. I feel like I have enough proof to say that Christmas is a shitty holiday for everybody. And I want to get y'all opinion, and I want to have this now 3 weeks before Christmas gets here because I don't want to ruin nobody's Christmas on telling you how right I am. But I just want to get y'all opinion on what y'all think of Christmas. DJ C. Simon, what do you think of the Christmas holiday season?
It's fine. It's not shitty.
Good talk. Blur, what do you think of the Christmas holiday season? Blur, you out there?
I'm here.
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Are we talking all holidays? Like, you talking just the major, like the big-time holidays? Like, you got Arbor Day and Columbus Day and Earth Day. Those are shitty holidays.
I don't even know who those people are, but I'm just saying that Christmas is a shitty holiday. I don't know where you want to compare it versus everything else. I haven't thought that deep into it. But Christmas as a holiday is a shitty holiday. Do you agree or disagree, and why or why not?
I don't necessarily like Christmas, but I wouldn't call it shitty. I mean, any holiday is what you make it. Like, I mean, I don't really do it big on Christmas, so it's not shitty. I mean, I don't feel the pressure to do it big, so I think the only way it could be shitty if you felt like you were pressured into doing stuff. I'm not pressured into doing anything for Christmas, so it could be just another day to me.
Okay. Tighten up. What you got for Christmas?
Me, I kind of like it, you know, because I was bad as shit as a child, so, you know, Christmas for me always wasn't, you know, the most enjoyable. So, I kind of have fun watching my kids, you know, agitate the hell out of my baby mamas because I'm buying a bunch of gifts that's going to keep her up all damn day, night, and things like that. And, you know, this is the good part about it. The lucky part is when you get all the bills afterwards and you realize that you shouldn't have spent all that damn money for nothing because they ain't going to do nothing but break the shit anyway and don't even pay half of mine to it.
Okay. PG, what you got?
You know, I don't think it's a shitty holiday. It's not as great as everybody makes it out to be, but it's what you make it. Like, you don't have to do everything that everybody says you do. It could be about food and family, but I would also like to acknowledge that it's the second best holiday in December, second to my birthday in exactly 2 weeks. Thank you.
You're another December birthday? All y'all parents got busy in the summertime. You know what that means, that all y'all parents like to get high in barbecues. Like, one of them barbecues went bad. Somebody put too many cheeseburgers on the grill. And then it was too many margaritas popping in July 4th, and they they got pregnant. Because no one wants to have a kid in the wintertime. Like, it's just too bad a roll of a dice. But, all right, so New York, what you got on Christmas?
I think yeah, it is what you make it. You know what I mean? I like Christmas. I like the chocolate chip cookies, the milk, you heard. Sometimes the presents is there. You heard? But other times, you know what I mean? It could be city, you know what I mean? You already know. Fourth quarter is indictment season, so depending on what life you live, it's crazy.
What?
See, I say I think all of y'all are wrong. Like, Christmas is nothing but terrible movies. It's nothing like putting up lights, shitty. Spending a whole bunch of money, shitty. Going to the store shopping for a whole bunch of presents, shitty.
Cooking, you don't have to do any of those things.
Y'all ain't even let me finish. Cooking a bunch of food for a bunch of ungrateful motherfuckers, shitty. Waking up early because your kid, if you have kids, if you're lucky enough to have kids, waking up early because your kid wants to wake up at 7 o'clock because he thinks some white man is squeezing down the chimney that you got capped off so no pigeons get in that motherfucker. He's flying down the chimney and dropping off presents when you spend your hard-earned money to give that little bastard something to smile about, and some other dude with a fake beard gets a credit, shitty. Did you ever see the Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer movie? They treated the abominable snowman like shit. Like, he was persecuted. Shitty. Like, all these, like, being in the cold, shitty. All these people who have these, like, you watch the Elf movie, and they go, hey, I'm going to go throwing snowballs. You ever got hit with a snowball in the face? Like, half of this shit is ice.
Sounds like being in the hood.
It's shitty.
Waking up in the project.
Christmas is an awful holiday. We don't even celebrate Jesus' birthday. Let's be real. No one says happy birthday, Jesus. No one gets that, man. How long was he died? Like, Jesus should have two birthdays because he died and came back to life. Like, how do we not celebrate his birthday a week later? He came back and was resurrected. Like, this
well, wait.
Is
does it does it count? Does it count for 70?
Say that
oh
again.
Yeah, Christmas and Easter is his birthday. Ah, good point. Yes. Christmas and Easter. And we get dressed up for both holidays now, mind you, and have parties. But yet, don't mention nothing about, hey, it's Jesus' birthday today, y'all. How about we do something for Jesus? We're going to toast up for
like,
Jesus?
No, like, no one's going to say happy birthday, Jesus, on Christmas.
They do.
Who says happy? I ain't never been anywhere where somebody said happy birthday, Jesus. I heard that. Sure. Hey, Jesus.
I can accept that. I actually do say that.
I've heard. Well, what'd you say, Blair?
I actually do say that. It started out as like being just a sarcastic thing for the same reason you're saying, but I do say it and have been saying that for a little while now.
People much respect to that man. Much respect to him for saying that.
Hey, hold on. We gotta go one at a time. Go ahead. Ladies first. PG, you up. What'd you say?
People at church say happy birthday, Jesus, all the time. I wouldn't be surprised if your ghost of Christmas past doesn't visit you and haunt you soon, Scrooge. And hopefully Santa, the fat white man, brings Cheryl a Louis Vuitton bag. Christmas.
You can't even celebrate Christmas this year. Like, if the ghost from Christmas past haunts me, I'm gonna say, get away from me, you got COVID. Like, you gotta be 6 feet away from me. Like,
six feet, you're not 6 feet, you're not social distancing.
Absolutely. You can't even go to church. I haven't heard anybody ever say happy birthday, Jesus. But that's just me. Again, y'all might have heard it. but I personally have not heard it. But not like you don't wake up and say, "Hey, we're celebrating the birth of Christ."
You don't.
Nope. None of us
nope.
do. I go to
nope.
your mama's house.
Nope.
She don't do it, and she loves
you
Jesus.
Every last one of y'all wake up looking for something under the tree, even though you ain't expecting nothing, but you damn sure looking up looking for something. Like, she better have got me something. I ain't playing. She better have got me something.
Like,
and females wake up like, he better have got me something. I don't care what he talking about, all these kids and bills. He better have got me something.
So that's just my opinion on Christmas. So all y'all disagree with me? Except for my brother,
yep.
Tighten up. He agrees with me.
You know, I agree with you, bro.
Okay. I agree. Christmas movies suck. I do hate Christmas movies for the most part, even though I did hear about a pretty good one, Fat Man, where they got Brutus trying to assassinate Santa Claus, but Santa Claus is about that action. So I'm actually going to watch that tonight. So, yeah. I agree. Christmas movies suck, though.
Fat Man?
What? They tried to assassinate. What are you? What? Oh, no. The COVID is getting to you. Open the window. Breathe. It's okay. You can open windows. You do not have they do not have to sit in that house like that.
Hold on. So they have a movie where they try to assassinate Santa?
Yeah, it's called Fat Man. I think it's I gotta double check, but I think it's like Kurt Russell in it too. It's like big names. It's two big name stars. A kid is upset at Santa Claus because he got coal, so he hires a hitman to take out Santa. But Santa is about that action, so he's like, "Yo, word, let's knuckle up. I'm here for it."
Now, who's Kurt Russell? Is that 300?
Who? Snake Plissken.
I never seen Escape from L.A. Why do you have to escape from L.A.? You just gonna drop.
You have never seen Escape from L.A.
I've never even heard of it. You just gotta
yes,
take a
you
class.
Have.
That's up your alley.
It's like the Road Warrior. It's like the original Road Warrior.
Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah, Big Trouble.
Hold on, Road Warriors. Are we talking about the WWF team? I've never seen that either. Who had the spikes on the show back?
Big Trouble in Little China. Yeah.
Big Trouble in Little China freaked me out.
Oh, that's Kurt Russell.
That's when I started getting scared of Asian people. And I love Asian people. But Big Trouble in Little China was scary, man. That dude with the electricity.
That's when I knew Mortal Kombat was the truth.
Yeah.
Man, I told y'all it was real.
Yeah, it was definitely different. That was definitely a good movie. So, yeah, I've never seen it. I've never seen Road Warriors. I've never seen I can't believe they got a Santa assassination movie. But you knew it was going to be different after they dropped what was the movie with the man who boned Holly Berry? Bad Santa.
Mm-hmm. Billy Bob
Thornton. You know he different, yo. Like, you can tell. Like, and I feel bad for my wife because I know my personality. Like, you have to love a woman a certain type of way to carry her blood around your neck. I would never do that. And I married my wife. Like, I love her, but I'm not carrying her blood around me. It's just not going to happen. And if she said to me, "Hey, take a pint of your blood so I can put it in a vial so I can carry it around my neck," I would divorce her because she's crazy. But Billy Bob Thornton, I mean, these Santa movies are getting crazy. All right, so as we end tonight, because we only got a who?
Death Proof.
I don't know what that is. So as we end tonight, so Blair, top five Christmas movies ever.
Oh, damn, you put me on the spot. I was going to go with The Santa Claus with Tim Allen. I like that joke.
Racist motherfucker.
I mean, we all a little racist. You catch us at the right time. Bad Santa, I like that joint.
Who? Which one?
Bad Santa, the first one. I like that joint.
There's two.
And I don't know where you fall at on if Die Hard is a Christmas movie, but if Die Hard is a Christmas movie, yeah, I'm going to go with Die Hard 1 and 3.
So hold on. So you said what was the five? You said the Santa Claus, Bad Santa,
Die Hard 1 and 3, and Home Alone 1.
Wow, I don't have any of those in my top five. Okay, I like the list. I haven't seen some of those movies, so I'm about to check it out. DJ C. Sire. Top five Christmas movies of all time. I got to go to you last because me and you watch a lot of Christmas movies together, so our list might be similar. So let me go to Tighten Up. Top five Christmas movies of all time.
Definitely number one, got to go with Nightmare Before Christmas.
We just watched that. That shit was creepy as hell.
It's a top.
Why
what do you mean? It's the Nightmare Before. You don't like the Nightmare Before Christmas?
I didn't say I didn't like it. It was just different. Why'd they make the fat man with the worms under his body a black dude? Like, I feel like everyone was neutral until we got to the evil guy.
Because we ain't going to get. Listen, it don't matter whether it's a cartoon, an anime. Listen, we still don't get classic roles, my man. Listen, you lucky you were in the flick, all right? Look, we still put one in there. Now, y'all can't hit. We put a black person in there.
All right, so Nightmare Before Christmas is one. What else you got?
The Grinch.
I'm stuck in the city.
Me personally, you know, I like Frosty the Snowman.
Okay. You got two more.
What's the other one? It's this G.I. Joe Christmas flick that I watch back in the day. It was the episode G.I. Joe. And, last one, the Elf.
Elf. Okay, Will Ferrell. Okay.
Yeah.
PG.
Hold on, let me add one to mine real quick that I forgot. It's actually my favorite Christmas movie, so I'm mad I forgot it.
He cheating. He pulling a Donald Trump. Nah, see? See, this is what I mean. This is what's wrong with America today. See, it's people like...
Keep on counting.
I was just going to let y'all ride.
Listen, I'm just saying though. He already you gave him his, right? And then you say next, you went to, and then you supposed to move on next. You're not supposed to double back. So now that you double back to him, now you got to give me the opportunity to add one to mine. Now you got to start all over again. Now you got to put six out there and not five. Okay,
yeah,
we're gonna keep on counting. Let's count. Let's count the real votes here. Let's get to the underlining issues.
Yeah, I ain't got time for that. PG, what's your top five Christmas movies?
Oh, no, he want to recount, though, huh? He want to keep counting, though, huh?
I got The Santa Claus. I got Nightmare Before Christmas. I got Home Alone. I got Die Hard. And even though I watch a lot of Hallmark Christmas movies, the classic Christmas movie for me is Gremlins.
Wow. Okay, Gremlins making a surprise appearance. Y'all haven't said my favorite Christmas movie yet. Like my top
four
three
Christmases
Christmas
we know every year.
Not at all. That's not my favorite one. So hush your
you
mouth,
always
PG. And I
anyway,
mean that in the most
respectful like
way because you're a woman.
I would like to put my pillow on the edge of this.
Hey, we only got 10 minutes. I gotta get to everybody. New York. What's your top five Christmas music? Christmas movies of all time, and they can't be the ones with Jim Jones in it.
Hey, hold on. So definitely the one I forgot the title of it. The one where the kid shoot his eye out with the BB gun. That's one of them.
A Christmas story.
Yeah, that joint. Home Alone gotta be in there. Other than that, you know what I mean? I don't know, the Grinch, you know what I mean? Or the Paid in Full, like, I don't know. I don't know what come after that. I don't know.
He went. He put Paid in Full in there. Listen, he went in there. I don't care about nothing. It was snowing and everything. Listen, he got it.
DJ Seaside, what's your top five Christmas movies?
It's kind of difficult. I like movies. So I got to go old school, but I guess Four Christmases, Gremlins.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Gremlins. White Christmas.
Man, racist?
It's not, they weren't racist, and just because they're black and white, you don't want it racist.
Yes, it was the Santa on the front of the movie, isn't it?
It should have been called Black and White Christmas.
And the other, It's a Wonderful Life, and last is, I had it in my mind, Come Back to Me, and I'll just shout it out.
Oh man, you okay? So, all right. So as we end the night, as we get ready for Christmas, my top five Christmas movies of all time. Four Christmases is on it. Top five Christmas movie of all time.
Oh, Elf.
Okay, Elf is it? That's why I said DJ Seaside had to go last because we probably had similar. Elf is another one in my top five. Christmas Story, another one in my top five. You gotta watch it. You gotta watch it every year. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. How could you motherfuckers not bring that up? It is one of the greatest. It is the top five greatest Christmas movies of all time. And then the fifth one, how could y'all not, anybody say this, Friday After Next. How could y'all not think about Friday After Next as a top five Christmas movie of all time? Those are the five Christmas movies I got to watch. Those are the only things that bring me joy in the Christmas holiday because I have to deal with family. I have to spend too much money. I have to cook too much food. I have to deal with too much bullshit. That's the show. It's been great tonight. I'm glad we've been back on. We got to end the show after a 2-week hiatus. DJ Seaside, you got anything to say to the people before we roll?
Everyone's leaving.
Tighten up. You got anything to say to the people?
Be easy. Enjoy yourselves. Be safe. Watch your bodies out there.
Blur, you got anything you want to say to the people?
Scrooge, 1989 Bill Murray movie was the movie I was thinking about.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely better than National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. So, Scrooge. But shout out to all the Sagittariuses out there.
Yeah, hey. I muted you, Sagittarius. Hey, PG, hush your ass up. I muted you, Blur, just because you had the audacity to say that Scrooge was better than National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation? Do you realize the type of G that Eddie was to go kidnap a man in a Winnebago? They have it in Scrooge.
You know what? I'm going to put it on par just because Scrooge is a remake of a remake of a remake. It's not original, so I will give you that. National Lampoon is 100% original, where Scrooge is just the best adaptation of a classic story.
Yo, so don't ever put Scrooge in the same lane as National Lampoon. My man Chevy Chase had one of the greatest rants of all time and ended with a hallelujah.
Bill Murray was trying to get some the entire movie in Scrooge. So, I'll take Bill Murray over Chevy Chase. That said, shout out to all the Sagittarius. PG, Minivan, and myself.
We should definitely have a conversation about all y'all people born in December because y'all are definitely off. Like every one of y'all that I love that was born in December, y'all definitely got something wrong with y'all.
We didn't get birthday presents.
What?
We didn't get birthday presents. I never got birthday presents.
It's because y'all families didn't love y'all.
Too close to Christmas.
I get birthday presents. I still get birthday presents and Christmas presents.
I was going to say, Blur, you lying, because I remember when you got the bicycle that was shaped like a motorcycle. That joke was crazy.
I think that was Christmas, though. I could be wrong, but I felt like that was Christmas.
It was one or the other. All right, man, good talking to you, man. Good to have you back on the show. PG, anything you got to say before we roll?
Yeah, I wanted to tell y'all about my sex pillow I ordered that all the girls in my Facebook group are talking about. But I'll have to tell y'all about it next week.
Sex pillow?
I sent you a picture, a link to it on Amazon.
You sent me a picture of a sex pillow?
Yes, all the girls in my group, like, always order all the same stuff and recommend things. And this week it was a sex pillow from Amazon that everybody is going crazy over.
So why'd you send me a picture of a sex pillow? Do you think I need a sex pillow?
No, I told you that I wanted to talk about it.
A sex pillow?
Yes, I sent you a link to it.
If my wife decides to fuck a pillow instead of me, I'm leaving.
No, it's not a pillow to have sex with, even though you can. Men can have sex with it, and women can stick their vibrator in it, but it's a pillow for you to have sex on together.
If I decide to have sex with a pillow rather than my wife, I'm leaving.
You just look at the link, and we can talk about it next Thursday. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Good hear from you. New York, the floor is yours, my G.
Look. If you ever decide to fuck a pillow, yo, your fetishes is all off priority. Like, I don't know what you got going on, but anything else, the reason why we don't hear about was, what's it called, the Friday After Next, because that movie was trash, you know what I mean? Look, the third one was trash compared to the other two. Other than that, you know what I mean? Stay safe out here. Don't fight unless you have to.
My man, good hearing from y'all. Been a good show. Glad to be back. New York summed it up all. Summed it up great. Man, it's been a long night. Sorry about the mess up in the beginning of the show. We'll get it all together. We probably won't. Who cares? Good show. We'll talk to y'all again next week. Back at it. Fucking pillow? You're in night sex, holy hand, moon, red pillow, mountain, deep set, women, deep spot, distance, kiss to the mouth, monster, morning.